on this week's arts page. The greatest little festival in the greatest little district in the greatest little country in the world. Calabash 2018 to get underway in June. Stay tuned. From June 1 to 3 this year, the otherwise tucked away district of Treasure Beach in St. Elizabeth will come alive for the Calabash International Literary Festival. The earthy, inspirational, daring, and diverse biennial event draws international crowds as well as local fans, all for the love of words. Calabash co-founder and producer, Justine Hensel, says the rustic coastal community will create the perfect spot for expressions, which will amount to an amazing weekend.
We started in 2001, went every year for 10 years, and then we're now every other year. So this is our 14th staging in 2018. The wonderful thing about Calabash is that it's consistent and always changing at the same time. So you can expect an amazing weekend of poets and writers and live music.
The launch, held this week, featured a reading by Rachel Manley from her book, The Black Peacock.
I remember that moment, navigating the last few feet to each other after all those years. The two of us who had gone on living our daily lives quite normally beyond one another. Now here we were again, as though we had simply got misplaced. And now, despite the vastness of the world, we'd found exactly the same small point on the map. Us. What a thing, he said. I had no idea where I was, but I knew at the time I was committing this scene to the unbearable beauty of memory.
Rachel will be one of several writers to grace the stage this year, along with internationally acclaimed writers including Malaika Booker, Safia Sinclair, and Warsan Sheree, whose recent work includes poems featured on Beyoncé's recent album, Lemonade. There has been a shift in the global perception of women and women's rights, the things that uniquely affect the female species, and Calabash is not to be left out. This year, Calabash patrons will hear the voices of four female poet laureates.
The fact that we have four poet laureates from four different countries reading together on the stage, something that has never happened before, is quite outstanding. We have the poet laureates from the UK, the US, Canada, and our very own Jamaican Lorna Goodison. And what excites me as a woman is that they're all women. So that is very exciting and special for Calabash this year. Four lady laureates reading on the same stage.
Calabash co-founder and artistic director Kwame Doss, who is also a writer, says over the years the festival has been offering aspiring practitioners the chance to see themselves in the person of their favorite writer or author. This, he says, is part of providing inspiration and motivation.
What Calabash does is it presents an audience of people, young people especially, young writers especially, with a model that, you know, before Calabash came here, what opportunities did aspiring writers in Jamaica have to even meet a major international writer? There was just no opportunity. But today, if you can go and meet somebody like Juno Diaz or even Marlon James, who is a Jamaican. So Calabash puts you in the face of writers. I was a writer when I was a young guy. I decided that I was interested in writing. One of the greatest things for me was to meet a writer, just to meet the writer and say, what does it take? What is it about? Even just to see the writer and to actually be able to say, I talked to that writer, was not just inspirational for me, but also it gave me a sense of possibility.
The only literary festival in the English-speaking Caribbean of its kind, the festival events are free and open to the public and will feature a highly anticipated open mic event featuring fresh voices and opinions on prevailing issues. Calabash is an adult festival which facilitates free, uncensored expression with adult content. So set the date. Calabash, June 1 to 3, Treasure Beach. And before we go, remember the deadline for entries to the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition has been extended to April 16. If you're aged 18 to 25 years, enter now. Entry forms are available on the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or at any JCDC parish office island-wide. Call 927-57269 for more information. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.